Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, I would have to say that Chardonnay is probably the most respected white grape in the world. Not everybody likes it. And I think it's because it did become so popular, a lot of people jumped on the bandwagon who really didn't belong there.
Well, I tend to agree with you there. Just to echo your thing, I'm not 100% sure. But my guess is that Chardonnay is the most popular white wine in the world. It appears in almost every wine-producing region everywhere in the world and is a principal grape in both still and sparkling wines. And while there has certainly been a bit of blowback in recent years, hence the ABC movement among some wine buffs, that, folks, stands for anything but Chardonnay, take a look at the number of Chardonnays on the shelf at your local wine shop and compare to the other varietals. Most of the time, Chardonnay is easily the dominant wine in the position.
Yeah.
So, now, with many extremely popular wines, there is a tendency for the development of a lot of cookie-cutter wines that target a specific price point. You know, Australian Shiraz was a good example. Malbec from Argentina is a good example. And without doubt, Chardonnay has been affected by this. So, unfortunately, there is a great deal of not very interesting Chardonnay out there in the under $15 a bottle price point. So with that in mind, I wanted to select a couple of good examples of why the varietal is so popular at reasonable price points. And here are three examples I think you will enjoy. First up, Ferrari Carano, the popular Sonoma County producer. They've been making a high-quality Chardonnay in a number of bottlings for years. The 2023 Sonoma County version at $20.99 certainly fits the bill. Rich and forward with classic citrus, pear, and apple flavors, good acidity, which is key, and just a touch of oak, which is also, in my opinion, key, just a touch. The wine is textbook California Chardonnay at a price point that's not going to break the bank. I've had this wine over several vintages, and I have never been disappointed. From Low Vineyards in Maryland is the 2022 Chardonnay at $22.99. Founded by Holocaust survivor William Lowe in 1982 in Frederick County, the property is now managed by granddaughter Rachel Lippman, who sent me the information on this wine.
Mm-hmm.
This is not California Chardonnay. Medium-bodied with notes of jasmine, apple, lemon, and a touch of toast, I found this to be a delightful example of the varietal. Lastly, from Monterey is the Rockland Ranch 2023 Chardonnay. This is in the tropical fruit sort of style of Chardonnay, with apple, citrus, and pineapple, a little note of butterscotch. It's a delightful quaffer, and at a delightful $14.99 price point. Yeah. I was enjoying that. So anyway, Chardonnay is my wife's favorite wine, so we always have a bottle or two open at the house. And while not all are memorable, the three above are certainly worth exploring. For sheer value, the Rockland Ranch is dynamite, but for being slightly off the beaten path, I'm selecting the Lowe's Vineyard 2022 Chardonnay as my wine of the week. A good quality interpretation of Chardonnay that is local to boot. That's a combination that works for me.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.